So you can spend a lot of money and time on resources that teachers, because of their political persuasion, will go elsewhere. Sometimes it's really hard to change the nature of the teacher is very, very powerful in the New Zealand classroom. So I came around to thinking that what is more powerful is professional development for teachers. Whereby you get them to critically think about how, what learning outcomes do you really want your students to have? Because they can walk away from your classroom as little racists. I sometimes, and the teachers go, oh, no, we don't want that. And I said, well, what have you taught them? You've taught them that they're superior and that they can just give $10 a month and that's it, done and dusted. And they were not going to change their lifestyles or even become politically active in any way whatsoever or question anything. So what have you created there? So professional development, I started to see as being more influential in that sense, rather than because we just couldn't compete with a teacher's own narrow perspective and all the stuff that came in from the internet. So they could get things cheaper and faster. And these days, it's the students, they might get a topic, and the teacher, if a lazy teacher will just say, go off and find it yourself. And that just, it's just poor because you're going to go down rabbit holes. The student's going to go on YouTube clips that mean nothing, and the teacher's not pulling it together in a critical manner. So professionally training the teacher in really critical media literacy is important.